Today we've invited the homeless population in Northampton itself, but we've got sessions across the county, to come and have a health check and also speak to health professionals about any other infectious diseases they may be at risk of, have some screening for hepatitis, HIV and tuberculosis, and potentially have some vaccinations if they're eligible as well for flu and hepatitis.
And it seems a fairly obvious question, but what are the benefits of this for people on the streets?
So homeless people are at significantly increased risk of these infectious diseases due to unfortunate lifestyle risk factors and or the conditions they live in. So offering them a health check at this time of the year, particularly when obviously it becomes very difficult to find somewhere warm to sleep or some hot food or cover or shelter, it offers them an opportunity to speak to a health professional, have screening, but also raise any other health questions they may have. But they also get a free meal and cup of tea and a conversation with people who care and want to make sure that they're safe at this time of year.
Because I'm guessing these are people who can't simply go to their GP and have these kind of tests.
Some people are registered with their GP, but these people do have chaotic lifestyles. They quite often don't stay in one area for any length of time and so don't always register with the GP or don't feel that they're comfortable accessing services in the same way that the general population would. So the Hope Centre is pivotal in being able to provide a safe environment for us to be able to provide these services.
And you're not just at the Hope Centre, I think you're at various places throughout this month.
We are, we're covering the whole county. So today and yesterday we were at the Hope Centre in Northampton, but we are covering the rest of the county across the next 3 weeks. So you'll find information on the NCC website, but also obviously through our press releases to make sure that we're accessing and providing this support to everybody, no matter where they stay.
Obviously early days at the moment, but what sort of reaction have you had so far?
Really positive. I mean, we couldn't do this without the support of the 21 partners that have been engaged in this. As you can imagine, it's been quite a feat to coordinate it. But we have had a huge amount of support from the Hope Centre, from other homeless charities and from the Borough and District Councils. Public Health England are also here supporting us, as are our healthcare partners. But we've had 26 people yesterday come through and have a full health check. 17 of those people have gone on to have screening for those infectious diseases I mentioned earlier and to have vaccinations. So we've helped protect 26 people who would otherwise potentially not have accessed any services at this time of year.
And do you know at this stage how many of those 26 may have any of those conditions?
No, so at the moment we start a screening process. That information that we collect will need to go and be assessed by specialists, but obviously any positive conversations about health and about healthy lifestyle behaviours will have an impact, regardless of whether we find an infectious disease is latent in that person or not.
Hopefully most people will have clear results and so on. What happens if anybody does have a positive result for any of those things?
So we've got a team here who are able to help them register with a GP if they're not already registered, but we've also got housing support teams from each of the boroughs and districts so that they can give them advice about temporary housing so that we know where these people are so we can support them through treatment programme if required. And obviously Public Health will also support them with their ongoing needs as we continue to promote this kind of work.
And am I correct in thinking that this is the first time this kind of scheme's taken place?
It is in Northamptonshire. It's the first time it's taken place. Other areas are looking to Northampton, leading the way here. So we will be evaluating this pilot and making sure that all of our learning is shared with other partners, but also to ensure that next year when we provide this again, it's going to be an even further improved process.